Blog Talk Radio.
What you doing over here?
Yo, I'm holding this spot for Fat Joe. They got the ill health telescope coming through.
They got a clump in here.
Yeah.
I ain't lying. Yo, true story.
Throw your hands in the air right now, man. Feel it right here. Scott Storch. Yeah, Khaled, I see you. Show Ben Von Law. Yeah. I don't give a fuck about your faults or mishaps. We from the Bronx, New York. Things happen. Kids clapping. Love to spark the place. Half a cat in the squad got a scar on their face. It's the cold world and this is ice. Half a meal for the charm, brother, this is life. Got the phantom in front of the building, Trinity ass. 10 years, been legit, they still figure me bad. As a young, was too much to cope with. Why you think the BX nickname it cook? Should have been called on robbery, extortion, or maybe grand larceny. I did it all, I put the pieces to the puzzle. Kept song, I knew me and my people was gun bubble. Came out the gate on the flow, Jojo. Fat brother with the, he was the logo kid. Say my don't dance, he just pull up my pants and do the rock away. Now lean back. Come on. I said my don't dance, he just pull up my pants and do the rock away. Now lean back. Come on.
Hard to the easy, into the whiz eye. My arms stay breezy, the dawn stay slizz. I got a date at 8, I'm in the 740 fizz. And I just bought a bike so I can ride till I die with a matching jacket. About to cop me a mansion, my squad in the club. But you know they not dancing, we gangsters. Gangsters don't dance with boogies, so never mind how we got here. The hoodie, listen, we don't pay admission. And about the zone checkers, then we walk around the metal detectors. And there really ain't a need for a VIP section. In the middle with a dance floor, reckless check. Get steady, like my necklace started relaxing now. That's what the hell I call a chain reaction. See, money ain't a thing, we still the same. Till the flow just changed, now we rockin' the game.
Said my don't dance, we just pull up my pants and do the rock away. Now lean back, come on.
Hey, yo, ho, look, y'all got to calm down, man. Listen, I just got ordered from Fat Joe himself.
What?
Right now ain't nobody else getting in.
What?
We at capacity.
What?
That means we full.
Nah.
Oh. Everybody get up in here. Let me hear.
Yeah.
I said my n- don't dance. We just pull up a pants and do the.
Hello, everybody. It's good to be back here with you on Marvelous Monday. I am Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, the host of Talking Real to You. Will be aired at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Web link to just hear the show, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/LD Smith Production. Our call-in number is 347-857-4192. Talking with you is an opportunity, a vehicle more or less, for you to share your thoughts about just plain old life issues. And that's what it's all about. We want to talk about just plain old life issues. Whatever's going on in your community, whatever's going on within your area, please make a point to call in. And when you call in, if you want to share your expertise about the various topics we're going to have on the log tonight, the call-in number again is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I will identify you with the last four digits of your cell or telephone number and ask you to join the conversation by letting us know who you are and your location. My co-host is Lauren D. Smith, and I'm so excited to have Lauren with us because Lauren is a millennial, young lady who just finished college recently, but besides that, she's my daughter. We're the only father and daughter blog talk radio team in the country, and we're excited about talking about just plain old life issues, regardless of educational, regardless of economic, social, political, relationships, whatever it may be. We have no problem. We're going to talk about it, and like we go on for about an hour from 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time to 9 o'clock Central Standard Time, to 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So we're real excited about having the opportunity to come before you. I have two guest experts that joins us every other Monday night. And the first expert is Dr. Olivia E. Smith. She hails from out of Georgia. She shares her thoughts, her expertise. And our second guest expert is Ms. Scarlett H. Black from Greenville, South Carolina. So we're very excited about having this opportunity to bring this show before you. Now, we're filled with a lot of topics tonight, and we're going to hit things right on the head, and we want you to join us. Make sure, you know, like I said, you can go to the web link and listen to the show, or you can call in. We refer you to the call-in, call in the call-in number, and if you want to share your thoughts, just press 1, and then I'll make a point to put you online and let you share your expertise. We have several topics that we want to talk about. The title of our show tonight is Let's Talk Real Life Issues. That's the title of the show, Let's Talk Real Life Issues. So we're looking forward to talking about what's going on with you. We're going to look at social issues. Particularly, we're going to look at the violence in our community. We want to specifically talk about certain things, gun violence, gun and physical violence. And what we want to do is how can we come up with some solutions? There are several incidents I know personally since I've been at activities, there have been some gun violence that's been going on, some firing of weapons, and it's not happy. I've seen some physical contact. So it is not exactly what we want in our community. And we want to work toward clearing this situation up. But we want you to share your thoughts on it. Again, the call-in number, 347-857-4192, press 1. And then I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying you with the last four digits of your cell or telephone number. And then I ask you to identify yourself in your location. As we say about stop the violence, we want to stop the violence in our community. And we want to know what are some of your solutions. What are some of your thoughts? What do we need to do? Do we need to address the issue in particular units of our community? What do we need? What agency can help us? We need your thoughts. We want you to kind of, you know, look toward some ideals. I have one young lady that's addressing us now, and that's Orlando German, said, train the youth on real life. And that's what it's all about. We ask the ones with the wisdom. If you're an adult, you have that wisdom, you're in that position to lead. Let's train our young people. Let's set up things to help. You know, we don't need to always have situation where we take our young people out of our community. We need to start bringing things to the community, train them where they are so they can understand. Set good examples. We just believe, and I do believe as well as my team believe, that you as a leader must set good examples. You know, if you want everybody to follow you, you got to lead very well. And if you want our youth to follow us, we got to lead well. We can't do everything and expect it not to be the mural by our young people. So that's important. So I want us to try to take that opportunity. If that's your solution, call in. Let us know how you feel. If you have some other means of dealing with the violence in our community, we want to allow you to share that thought by pressing 1 after you call in, 347-857-4192. Press 1, and then we will identify you by the last four digits of your cell or telephone number, and then we'll ask you to jump into the conversation by identifying your name and your location. We also want to look at another question that's part of our log is, are our communities being genocide? We want to know if our communities are being genocide. Tell me, is it just our community? Is it the country in general? Maybe it's not just your community, it's all over the country. We want you to share your thoughts on it. And we're going to talk about it tonight with the experts that's on the show as well as our co-hosts. We also want to look at discussing the new Nike commercial, Just Do It. And we want you to share your thoughts on it. You know, there's some things going on, several people around here talking about burning their Nikes, and you got people going out buying Nikes. You know, tell us what you think about that. You know, Just Do It, always related to Michael Jordan many, many, many years ago, the Swoosh, and you say the Swoosh, some people call. And you just, you know, always I've been identified with Michael Jordan and several other athletes and Nike, and they always talk about it's Just Do It. So it's always said, let's just do it. What do you think about that commercial? You know, it's a silent commercial, meaning there's some description, some talking, some music, some people, some individuals. You're having Colin Kaepernick in there, and just do it. What do you think about just do it? We want you to share your thoughts on it. And you have that opportunity through Talking Real to You. Our call in number again is 347-857-4192. We also want to look at some educational issues that have occurred in our country, if not just in your community. Particularly, we don't always want to just focus on certain community, but tonight we're going to focus on what's happened to our educational institutions in the black community. Why they're considered to be less efficient. We want to know why. What's going on? You know, just we want your thoughts on it. We want you to take an opportunity to share your thoughts with us. If you want to email us, you can email the show as well, and that's talkingrealtoyou@gmail.com, or you want to tweet the show. You can @talkingrealtoyou, @LorenzaDSmith, @Kiwi_don't_care. You can go either that way and make sure you share your thoughts that way. If you don't want to be on the radio or you don't want to call in, but I actually do. Yeah, go to the email. That's Talking Real to You. That's Talking Real with the number 2, Y-O-U @gmail.com. We also want to look at how can we improve our schools in the minority community. It may be a rural community just because we don't have the economic advancement and don't have some of the things and you're becoming less effective. Tell us exactly what we need to do. Is it closely relating to our community, how we address certain things in our community, whether it's violence or whatever it may be? Can be the same we can address our educational problem. We had a note on that said training youth on real life issues, and that's what we need to do. We need to train them, get them prepared. You know, we got away from being training, you know, many years ago, way before some of your listeners was, you know, even in existence here, you know, had training schools, and they trained everybody in the community to do things. I mean, it was education, but it was called training school. We need to get back to training our young people. And we do that every day. Every organization I know use some form of training before they put you on their job. Every organization. So what do we need to do? And I'm asking for some solutions. I'm asking you for some questions. My team is asking. We're going to share our thoughts, but we want you to be a part of it as well. 347-857-4192. We also want to look at relationships. We want to look at a couple of issues that are in relationships. One of them is, why do people fall in love with past? Why do people fall in love with the past and refuse to let go? Why? You know, the relationship you had in the past, why are you refusing to let go? You can't bring some of those things that happened in your past into your future relationship. You know, you have to. We want to hear your thoughts on that. We want to hear exactly what you have to say in regards to how we can address that issue. And it may help someone that's on the line. It may help someone throughout the airwaves in your thoughts and what exactly you're saying. So again, we're so excited about having the opportunity to make sure that we share those thoughts with you and make sure you are on task. So in essence, you have this great opportunity. So I do want you to join us. I do want you to take that opportunity to kind of share your thoughts on it. You know, wise people refusing to leave those relationships that have failed in the past. We're still trying to carry these relationships into the future. And when you carry these things in the future, you have a whole lot of problems. You know, you never get rid of those situations because you always remember what happened to you in the past. We want to talk about that. The next thing is it okay, is it okay for a mate of a past relationship or a special friend be allowed to contact your significant other, husband, or wife? Tell us what you think about that. We want you to share your thoughts on it because we think that is some of the problems that we're encountering in being successful. You know, I just always believe, and this is just my motto, you know, I don't ever backtrack. I try to do my best not to backtrack. Don't go backtrack. Don't keep bringing those individuals into your relationship that you're no longer in contact with. It is said something for when something is ending and you make sure it ends, and then you go from there. You have to do that. Keep those thoughts on, you know, in your mind. Just call in 347-857-4192. Just call in and share your thoughts. Tell me what you feel. Tell me what's going on with you. Tell me what you think about the relationship. Now, we want to hear everything you have to say about the social issues that we talked about in regards to stopping the violence in our community, specifically dealing with gun and physical violence in our community. What do we do? We need your thoughts on that. We also want to look at how we can combat the problem of the genocide of our community. What do we need to do? And I know you have some thoughts about it. I know you have something that you'd like to share about it. So we're asking you to share your thoughts, 347-857-4192. Press 1. Then when you do that, I identify the last four digits of your cell or telephone number. Then I'll ask you to come on, join the conversation by stating your name and your location. It's going to be an awesome night tonight. Our show started at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, and I want to also make sure I recognize those individuals who's joining me by Facebook. We are Facebook Live, Instagram Live, Anchors Podcast, as well as Blog Talk Radio. So, you know, you have a great opportunity to communicate with us. We love it. We love being able to talk with you on Marvelous Monday. That's what it is. You know, you just finished with an awesome weekend. You had some excitement this weekend. You did everything you need to do. Now you're here on a Monday, first day of work week. You've been working hard. You want to wind down? You can do it. Call Talking Real to you. First of all, I want to try to take this opportunity to thank Miles Brown for joining us. And I always try to do that. I try to make a point to always share and recognize those individuals who take time to join us on Facebook and Instagram Live. Sandra Rosen Moore, you know, Sandra, if I didn't get it quite right, you know, call me, text me, and I'll make sure I get it right, but I appreciate you watching. Sheila Annette, we have Marvin Smith. Hey, Marv, what's up? He said, he always tell me, he always try to touch bases with me, and I appreciate you doing that. Landa German, I do appreciate you watching. I also have Dwight Brooks. I appreciate you joining us. And we look forward to talking with you more and more. And then we have Trine Lene and Kim Ramsey. Kim, I appreciate you joining us on our broadcast on Talking Sports Plus, as well as when we go Facebook Live, we're talking real to you as well as Balling with the Doc. I appreciate you doing that. You know, Kim's son plays for Alabama State University, Ron Ramsey, number 47, starting safety for Alabama State University. They played Auburn University this past weekend. They had an outstanding game, and, you know, we're going to keep on mentioning because she's always calling, and we want to make sure we mention Rod and his efforts, and he's doing a good job, as well as all those players at Alabama State University. They took a hard one this past weekend, and final score was 63-9 over at Auburn University. But the bottom line, they came to play, they got good experience, and we look forward for great things out of that Alabama State University. So that's awesome, awesome. Now, we have a couple other shows that we have that we have on our network. It's called our Sports Radio. It's under Talking Sports Plus Radio. So we have several branches of several things. This is one of them, Talking Real to You, every other Monday at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. But we always come on 30 minutes to an hour before just to share some thoughts in regards being Facebook as well as Instagram and Anchors Podcast. We share some thoughts to let you know how the show is going to be. So we do want you to join us every other Monday on Talking Real to You. On Wednesday, we have at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, you have Talking Sports Plus. And we come on live at 7 o'clock. I come on, talk, and share those thoughts, what's on the law. And then we'll come with our co-host on Wednesday night at 8 o'clock on Talking Sports Plus. And the call-in number is 347-857-4192. And I have four co-hosts, and I'm excited to have those individuals. That's Coach Tremaine Edwards out of North Alabama. We have Coach Tony Starworth, the just recent retiree. We have Coach Lauren D. Smith, our lady and our millennium of our show. And last but not least, we have Coach of the Airway, the Don King of Entertainment. We have Daryl E. Train Elliott from all parts of the state of Alabama. So we're glad to have that radio personality with us as well. So we're very excited about having the opportunity to come on Wednesday night. We'll talk about the hottest sports topic. We'll talk about what occurred up until Wednesday, even from the last weekend. We'll talk about those things that occurred. We'll talk about it. Then on Friday at 4 o'clock Central Standard Time, 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, you have Ballin' with the Dollar. I am the host. I enjoy bringing them hot topics to you, hot button topics to you on Friday. You can call in, share your thoughts. I'll go Facebook Live as well as Instagram, Anchors, as well as Blog Talk Radio. Coming at you several different ways, we want you to join us. So take that opportunity to call in and 347-857-4192. Call in, be a part of this show. If you don't want to say anything, you can just listen to the show that way or go to the web link, which is www.blogtalkradio.com/LD Smith Production. So, again, several ways to communicate with me as well as my team, and we look forward to communicating with you. So if you take that opportunity, join us at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time tonight. We're talking real to you. Again, my co-host is my daughter. We're the only father and daughter Block Talk Radio team in this country, and that's Lauren D. Smith. And my two guest expert is Dr. Olivia E. Smith, as well as Ms. Scarlett H. Black. So we look forward to talking with you in about 38 minutes. Now, you know, this is a 30-minute opportunity that we come in and we share some thoughts. You know, we want you to continue to join us, but you can call at 8 o'clock, 347-857-4192. So, again, we're at the end of the show. We don't like going too long. Sometimes I'm always getting something that creates that little problem here and there, but I appreciate, you know, with my video just, you know, we always having some what we call techno difficulties, but we try to still continue to have our broadcast without any problems. So we look forward to you joining us at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. And like I said, we're going to wrap this up. And, you know, we're going to wrap it up with music we do not own the rights to, but we just like playing some real positive and good music. So we want you to make sure you join us at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. You know, I lost my connection on Facebook, but I still have everybody on Instagram. So I do appreciate for those individuals still holding on. And we do look forward to talking with you more at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And, you know, I want to wrap this up with one of my favorite songs, and I'm strolling to my board to make sure I get what I need to get so I can share this with you. So this is with Bishop Paul Morton, and it's
you may think that it's over, that your life is done. Don't sweat the challenge, your battle's already won. Listen, y'all. See, God writes the end before the story begins. He told me to tell you the best. As the author of your faith, he wrote a provision for you to win. You're a winner, you're a winner, you're a winner.
You ain't seen your best days yet.
You ain't seen your best days yet.
You ain't seen your best days yet.
I don't care what people told you, you ain't seen the
best. You ain't seen your best days.
My
you ain't seen your best days yet.
Stay in the
brother, my brother, my brother. What you know? Best day, yeah.
You ain't seen your best day, yeah.
Get away from negative words. Get away from negative people. Is on the way. I see you, eagle. I see you flying high. Ooh, you ain't seen nothing. You ain't seen nothing. You ain't seen nothing. I know you may think that you have, but God told me to tell you. You gotta keep on fighting. Keep on praying. You ain't seen nothing.
Thank you.